There's something about Gothic houses, the pointed arches, the shadowed hallways, the way the wood creaks, even when no one's walking. Now imagine standing inside a 170-year-old English-style manor in Delaware as the sun goes down. The staff has locked the doors, the park is empty, and you swear you just heard footsteps on the staircase. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the Rockwood Museum in Wilmington, Delaware, a breathtaking Gothic Revival estate that some believe never truly emptied out. Welcome in to the Ominous Archives. I'm Nick. There's no M today, as she has the flu, so it'll be just me tonight for this episode. Hopefully, maybe she's back by next week. If not, you'll just have me again. So, we're just going to dive right into it and start talking about the Rockwood Mansion. So, before we get into the ghosts of the mansion, we're going to have to talk about the man who built Rockwood. Because like a lot of haunted places, the story doesn't begin with spirits. It begins with wealth, ambition, and a family legacy. The Rockwood Museum was built in the 1850s by a wealthy merchant named Joseph Shipley. And when I say wealthy, I mean extremely wealthy. Shipley made his fortune through banking, shipping, and railroads during a time when America was expanding rapidly. Cities were growing, industries were booming, and one place right in the middle of all of that prosperity was Wilmington, Delaware. Shipley was right at the center of it. Now, when you're a successful industrialist in the 1800s, there's a certain expectation. You have to build a big house. So, you build a mansion. But Shipley didn't just want any kind of mansion. He wanted something impressive. Something that reflected both his wealth and his refined tastes. So, he built Rockwood. The house itself is a beautiful example of a Gothic Revival architecture. It has high ceilings, ornate woodwork, decorative fireplaces, long corridors, and those tall windows that cast strange shadows across the floors at night. If you've ever been inside a Victorian-style mansion, you know the feeling. Even during the day, there's something about creaking floors and echoing hallways that makes you feel like you're not entirely alone. Now imagine living there in the 1800s. No electric lights, just gas lamps flickering in the darkness, and long, quiet nights where the house settles and creaks around you. Your imagination would have plenty to work with. But some of the stories connected to Rockwood suggest imagination might not be the only explanation. Joseph Shipley lived at Rockwood with his family for many years. The estate itself was massive, about 70 acres, filled with gardens, farmland, and walking paths. To outsiders, the Shipley family seemed to live a life of luxury. But like many wealthy families of that era, their lives weren't without tragedy. Victorian life was difficult in ways we sometimes forget today. Children often died young. Disease would spread quickly. Medical care was limited. And families experienced grief on a level that's hard for us to imagine now. One interesting thing about Rockwood is how personal the house was to the Shipley family. Unlike many historic mansions that changed owners over and over again, Rockwood stayed connected to the family for generations. And when a house stays within one family that long, it collects the memories, the happy ones and the painful ones. Stories say the house witnessed moments of heartbreak, mourning, and quiet sorrow. If you know anything about haunted locations, those kinds of emotions are often ones people believe leave something behind. Now, this is where things start to get interesting. Because during the years Rockwood was occupied, America was going through a strange cultural movement. A massive fascination with the supernatural. In the late 1800s, spiritualism was incredibly popular. People believed that they could communicate with the dead through seances, spirit mediums, and mysterious rituals where tables would supposedly move on their own. And surprisingly, wealthy families were some of the biggest believers. Why? Because many of them had experienced devastating loss. Parents who lost children, widows who lost husbands, families desperate to believe their loved ones were still somewhere nearby. So seances became a social event. People would gather in candlelit rooms, hold hands around the table, and try to contact the spirit world. According to local legends, Rockwood may have hosted gatherings like this. Now, there's no documented proof that full seances happened inside the mansion, but many historic homes from this era absolutely did participate in spiritualism, which raises a pretty eerie question. If someone at Rockwood did try to contact the dead, and what if they actually answered back? One of the most commonly reported ghost sightings at Rockwood is known simply as the Lady in Black. Visitors and staff over the years have claimed to see a woman dressed in dark Victorian mourning clothes. Sometimes she's walking through the upstairs rooms. Other times people say she appears near staircases or standing silently in the hallways. Witnesses describe her as solemn. She's quiet. She doesn't speak. She doesn't interact. She simply appears, then disappears. No one knows exactly who she might be. Some believe she could be connected to the Shipley family, perhaps a widow or a relative mourning someone she lost. In the Victorian era, mourning clothing was taken very seriously. Women often wore black dresses for months, sometimes even years, after losing a loved one. It was a visible symbol of grief. If a ghostly woman in black is wandering the halls of Rockwood, it suggests a story of deep sorrow. But there's another theory. Some believe the figure may have been a servant. Large estates like Rockwood relied on staff members who lived and worked in the house. There were cooks, maids, caretakers. Some of them spent decades there. And if someone lived most of their lives inside those walls, it wouldn't really be surprising if their story became part of the house forever. Now let's talk about some of the experiences reported by staffers and visitors. One of the most common paranormal reports at Rockwood is the sound of footsteps. People walking inside the mansion have said they hear footsteps moving across the floors, even when they know they're the only person in the building. Slow steps, measured steps, sometimes coming from the upper floors, other times traveling down the hallways. And when someone goes to check, no one is there. Now, of course, old houses make noise, wood expands and contracts, pipes move, floors creak. But what makes these stories strange is how deliberate the footsteps sound. Not random creaks, actual walking, as if someone was pacing through the mansion long after everyone else has gone home. Some visitors say certain rooms inside Rockwood feel different. You might walk through several rooms feeling completely normal, then suddenly step into another room where the air feels heavier, colder, maybe quieter, and you get that strange sensation of being watched. Even people who don't believe in ghosts sometimes describe that experience. Skeptics say it's just psychology. The atmosphere of an old house triggers your imagination. But paranormal investigators have visited Rockwood over the years, hoping to capture evidence. Some have reported unusual electromagnetic readings, Others have claimed they recorded strange sounds while inside the mansion. Some soft whispers, unexplained noises. Nothing that proves anything. But just enough to keep the stories alive. One of the creepiest legends connected to the mansion involves music. Several stories claim people have heard piano notes coming from one of the rooms when the building is completely empty. Just a few notes, they're soft, in the distance, like someone sat down at the piano and just pressed a couple keys. Now imagine it. You're the last staff member leaving the mansion for the night. The house is quiet. You lock the doors. You turned all the lights off. You start walking towards the exit. And suddenly, you hear the piano drifting down the hallway. Would you go and investigate? Or would you just immediately leave? Most people choose option number two. Even if someone isn't convinced Rockwood is haunted, there's reasons places like this feel eerie. Historic homes hold layers of human experience. Births, deaths, celebrations, arguments, and the grief. Every room has witnessed pieces of people's lives. When you walk through a house that's been standing for more than 150 years, you're stepping into that history. And sometimes your brain fills the silence with stories. But every once in a while, there are moments that are harder to explain. A shadow where no one is standing. A door that moves on its own. A sound in a hallway when the building should be empty. And that's when people start to wonder. Maybe, just maybe, the past hasn't fully moved on. Today, Rockwood Mansion and Park operates as a museum and historic site near Wilmington, Delaware. Visitors can tour the house and learn about the Shipley family, the Victorian life, and the history of the area. During the day, the estate is beautiful. Sunlight pours through all the tall windows. The gardens are peaceful. It feels like stepping into another century. But ask anyone who has spent time in this historic building after dark, and they'll tell you something interesting happens. The atmosphere changes. Shadows stretch longer. The house gets quieter. Every creak sounds louder. And your mind starts asking questions. Questions like, who used to walk these halls? Who slept in these rooms? And if someone from the past might still be here, just watching, waiting, and listening. So thank you for listening to the Ominous Archives. If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure you follow us on all of our social media. We'd also like to give a special thank you to our team member, Sam, as she does amazing work for us and amazing work on her own podcast and blog at Scare Me Sam. So that wraps it up for me. It's kind of weird doing this by yourself, waiting for Em to chime in and she's just sick. But as always, remember, some houses hold memories, others hold ghosts, and don't forget to stay haunted and stay weird. See ya.